Hello, everybody, and welcome to the ElectroMusic.com game show. We had so much fun on the game show last week that I thought we would do it again. There's been so many shows going on that I have plenty of music, and we're going to have a great time. We even have a prize this week. Bill State Machine has volunteered to mail out a MIDI Bear and Friends CD Sampler Volume 1 to the winner, and he's also mailing out one to our last week's winner, who was Rob Soul in the chat room. And Rob has graciously agreed to be our scorekeeper this week. Sunshine is not with us. She's out at a bar with a close friend of hers, so I hope she has a good time, and maybe she'll be back next week. We'll see. So, what you're listening to now is not part of the show. There's no guessing for this. It's my show controller that I wrote with 1,000 lines of Chuck code. It's got drums, and I'm playing a little thing, an instrument called Impulse, run by a Boolean sequencer, and it makes fun music. Here, I'll change the drums up. Add a little Moog. There is some debate as to the latency issue. We do have a concern because different people have different latencies and the first guesser wins, so the show is fixed. The show is unfair. But Rob will do his best as our scorekeeper, and I'll do my best to figure out who actually went ahead and won. And we have some new features to the show. We're going to have door number 1, door number 2, and door number 3 as an optional bonus point. And we're going to have a coin toss for bonus points. So we'll do that when we get to it. Let me stop this stuff here. Clear the instruments. Clear the drums. And cue up our first song. It's a Chuck song. And tell me what you... Well, I shouldn't have said that. I just gave away what the song was made in. But we still have the author and other information that you can provide about the song. Here is the song. Blue Hell has guessed it. He provided Chuck Berry. Let's see. State Machine said Chuck Berry later. And Modulator ESP, Jez, said Johnny Be Good. So, Rob, would you please award a point to Blue Hell? And why not a point to Jez as well for guessing the two components of that song? And the author was Appleseed J, who is a newbie Chuckist. And the history behind the song. Oh, Mosk has guessed something. It is a modified Chuck program. He wins his first point. He wanted partial credit for wrong guesses last week, so he got negative points. But let's give him 1 point. There's no reason to have only one winner. People have guessed about the song. And the history behind the song is that I wrote a digitar program, and then I modified it so that people could put in their own chords and lead playing and make their own songs using that program. And three people did, so it was great. Okay, that's it for that one. Let me call up the next song here. Ah, here's one that should be familiar. It's also a Chuck song. Oh, dang, I gotta stop doing that. No guesses? And the song is over. No, the song's not over. This song goes on eternally. It just gets more complex. Shane Witch has guessed Mr. Cold. That is incorrect, Shane. Duh. Buzz. Shane has a buzz. Shane guessed Inventor. He is correct. Antimon guesses Key Jazz. No, it could have been Key Jazz, but it wasn't. So Shane gets the point. We'll see if anybody says anything else about it. Okay. I don't remember that I had it on last week, but I guess I did, Bill. Mosk has guessed Dr. Offset. Incorrect. This is Boolean 8-Bit. It was one of the very first Boolean Sequencer songs when I was first came up with the concept or reinvented that wheel, so to speak. And it's just a little uppity tune that I wrote. Let's stop it. Close the file. And here's a really easy one. Antimon, Stefan has guessed it. It's the companion song called Boolean Quartet. Dr. Steve wins a point for saying it's a Chuck song. And that's all that we have to say about that. 2 points awarded for that song. My gosh, we're 10 minutes into the show already and we just got started. We've got plenty of music. I hope we can get to it all. Let's play this song and see what people guess. Shane is close. Shane is close, but he's not correct. Shane is getting closer, but not quite there. Dun, dun, dun. Sound says it sounds like his shower. It is not Plork with Matmos, State Machine. Do I have to give a hint? Hints are allowed on the show. I'll give you a little hint. This person created something that's very important to me, anyway. No, Dr. Steve, it is not roaches being chased by three blind mice. Sound got close. Sound is really close. Hint, hint. Another hint. Well, the song name sounds like... Well, Blue Hell got 1 point. Antimon was right behind him. Maybe we'll award 2 points for being close. And Modulator ESP gets a point. It is the person who invented Chuck. Yes, Chuck, very important to me. Part of my therapy and getting over the tough times that everybody experiences. And it's my hobby and my fun, so. Okay, it's been all Chuck all along so far, so we need some stuff that's not Chuck. So, let me stop the song. Whoops. Stop that song and cue up the next song. This one should also be an easy song. Rob awards 1 point to Jan, 1 point to Jez, and maybe one to Antimon. To Antimon, Rob, 1 point to Antimon. Okay, let's play the next song. No guesses? It is not RF. State Machine gets a point for guessing it's a Lunetta. It's not Inventor. It is not a Square Dance, Dr. Steve. No. People are guessing at random. Sound is just making noises, and so is Dr. Steve. Lots of participation in the chat room. I guess that's it. Nobody's gonna guess the author. The author is a really easy one, since you know it's a Lunetta. It is not Psyzone Jazz. Not Stanley Lunetta. Okay, nobody is guessing. It was Dr. Offset. Dr. Offset wrote that song. Dr. Offset did not join us tonight. He must be busy hacking on those keyboards and stuff, making keyboards play themselves automatically. That's his latest fun thing. And Howard likes the piece, calls it really great. That's good news. It's called Birth of a Lunetta. Was a very good song. Okay, we are 15 minutes into the show. What do you say about a score report, Rob? I think we should have a score report if you can. Well, I guess you have to type it in. Maybe you could just tell us who the leader is. while I cue up the next song. Mosk is a fan of Dr. Offset. Yes. Score report from Rob. And Modulator ESP expresses his appreciation of the music as well. Scores on the Doors. Let's see. Jan has 2, and Antimon has 2, and Jez has 2. Shane has 1. We've done the status. There is no clear winner, so we're not going to do door number 1, door number 2, door number 3 yet. Shane is losing. That's okay. He can pull ahead. He's known to come from behind, so to speak. Humph. Okay, here's our next song. Jez says, not that it matters. Why? Of course it does not matter. That is very true. Jan guesses me. No, that is incorrect. Let's wait and see if there are more guesses. I was just messing with you, Jan. It is you. Okay, I was waiting for somebody else to say it. Modulator ESP has guessed Jan as well, so I guess we can give Jan a point for recognizing his own music. That means he's still sane and functioning properly, unlike the rest of us. And Modulator ESP gets 1 point, so Rob, 2 points. Bill is not satisfied with his results tonight. There is still plenty of time on the game show, the electromusic.com game show. This is a really cool noodle by Jan. Okay, next thing coming up is going to be kind of loud. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to do it. And you tell me what you think this is. I think I'll leave Jan's song playing while I do this. Not that you'll be able to hear it. What does that sound like? What did that come from? Howard likes the noodle, so let's let the noodle keep playing. Jez guesses that that was a Lunetta. It is not. Sound thinks it's Star Wars. Good guess, but it isn't. It does sound like some kind of gun or phaser or something. 1 point to Jez for guessing Chuck. Kevin Killerhaven thinks it's an Atari. Dr. Steve says 8-bit music. Missile Command. It does sound like Missile Command. It is not my creation, Sean. Oh, Sound says it sounds like his laser sword. It does sound like Galaga, Shane. I love this little thing. And you wouldn't believe how it's written. It's very complex and difficult code packed into what's called a one-liner. And nobody guessed the author. It was written by Kassin. Our good friend on the forum, Kassin, who moderates the Chuck forum. extraordinarily intelligent individual who can write code like nobody's business, but he spends most of his time helping other people out, so kudos for Kasson. Okay, let me close that up. Kevin has gonged the song. That's right, I forgot to mention that in addition to name that tune or guess that tune, we better call it component, we have the gong component. If you want a song to end, you gong it, and we'll move on. We'll move on to this song. Just going down the list here. Bill says it sounds like his stomach growling. Blue Hell has gnogged. Apparently he wants his song to be played again. Too late, Jan. Let's see, Jez has guessed Chuck once again. This show has got too much Chuck in it, but that's the majority of the music that I have. So Jez gets a point. Let's see, it is not the digitar, although it has a lot of elements of the digitar. Sound knows about the generator. Well, thank you everybody for recognizing my works, but it is not the generator. State Machine has guessed inventor, which is my nickname. Yes, State Machine gets a point, and anybody can guess the name. I bet you can't guess the name or even the album. Whoops, the song is over. It's a short song, just a minute and 15 seconds. The song was No Arcade. I called the album KNOW, Key Jazz No Wave Music, because when Kasson listened to it, he said, it sounds like No Wave, which was popular in the 80s in New York. Music that's characterized by a lack of characterization. And let's cue up another song real quick. This is a tough one, but we did hear it once before. Let's give it a listen.
My name's Dan Truman. I co-direct Laughable. Thank you all for coming. This is Matmos. They'll be joining us for the entire second half of the show, along with Phil Percussion, who has yet to show. They're here, but not on stage. And we've had a great, wonderful semester working with all the different groups and working up an entirely new program. So, one more piece with Riding.
Jez is really kicking butt and taking names. He has guessed Plork. It is Plork. And Jez has guessed Matmos, but that was mentioned in the song, so no point for that. Dr. Steve has guessed Plork, but due to the latency, he was not the first. Tell you what, folks, we're only 24 minutes into the show, and we're halfway through our music, so let's slow down a bit and listen to this song for a little while, because it's a really beautiful one. Okay. It's a long one, too. We might stop it short. Okay, let's listen.
Thank you.
And that was actually a song by Michael Early called Bells and Whistles. There's the audience applause. Bravo, says Sound. During the break, I announced I was having a cigarette, having a smoke, and everybody started lighting up. We don't know what they're smoking, though. Okay, next up, we have door number one, door number two, and door number three for our winner, or not our winner, our leader, who I believe, Rob, will you tell us, is it Jez who's our leader? 30-second time delay. Now, we're not going to do it like the Monty Hall approach where they reveal one of the doors and stuff like that. We're just going to have a guess. So, Jez, guess one, two, or three. While we wait, I'll just keep talking. Okay, Jez. Jez with 6 points, says Rob. We'll see if his points change. Are you with us, Jez? Modulator ESP. Oh, Modulator ESP got tired. He lives in England. And it's really late there. Oh no, he didn't get tired. He says, I've just crashed and rebooted. Hold on, let me type it into the chat room. You can hear me typing. I've just asked Jez to choose a door. Choose a door, Jez. Wait, that's the wrong game show. What game show is this anyway? It's Name That Tune. It's the Gong Show. It's got me singing the theme from Jeopardy. And now we've got door number one, door number two, and door number three. It's a composite. Jez guesses door two. That was the best guess of all. He wins 1 point. And we open the other doors. Door number one had half a point. And door number three had minus half a point. Blue Hell guesses the green door. Gong. Blue Hell gonged me. He did the same thing last show. Okay, I'm going to play a song. Somebody in the chat room wrote this song, so that person is disqualified from guessing. Tell me who made this song. State Machine has guessed Shane. That was incorrect. Jez has no idea. And Blue Hell has correctly guessed it is Jez. It is Modulator ESP. Modulator ESP cannot even recognize his own music. Antimon guesses Edison Rex and Sound guesses Shane. No, no. It's Jez. Blue Hell got the hint. Jez gave it away. Antimon guesses Monopoly. No, Monopoly. Monopoly, I think that would be for something. What a lovely song. Nice work, Jazz. Jez has added an additional question. He said, guess what instrument it is? Blue Hell guessed a synth, so he gets a point. There are more guesses. Jez wants people to name what the synth is. And Jan has guessed. 1 point for Jan. It is the Nord Modular G1. There were lots of guesses. Modular Wave Station Electric Banjo, Rob has guessed. Rob, you can't guess. You're the winner from last week. And the scorekeeper. Rob is cheating. Rob is cheating on the show. Our scorekeeper cannot be trusted. Well, like we said, this show is fixed. So, we already know the winner. No, we don't. We have no idea. And there even is a prize this time. Thank you, Bill. Okay, Rob is cracking up. Blue Hell says only one synth can do this. Huh. Blue Hell knows his synths. The cheat show. Rob is giving a score report, so I'll read. Jez, 7 points. Impressive. Very impressive. Jan has 6. It's close. It's really close. Jez is only winning because he guessed door number 2. Stefan has 2 points. And Bill has 2 points. Howard has 1 point. I think Howard decided not to ask for correct points for incorrect guesses. Points for incorrect guesses. Dr. Steve has 1 point. Shane? Dr. Steve is celebrating his point. He's very happy with his accomplishment. Way to go, Dr. Steve. And Howard would like to sell his point. Okay, let the bidding begin. And Jez can't take the pressure. Rob says Shane has approximately 12 billion points. I think the counter rolled over. We don't know if Rob has been drinking tonight. We're not sure if our scorekeeper is even sane. Bill says the competition is heating up. It sure is. We've got 15 minutes left. There won't be time for every song, but we'll get to a few more. Blue Hell has decided to buy the point. He's donating virtual money to electromusic.com. Which, by the way, you can donate to electromusic.com if you participate in the forum and people help you with what you're doing and stuff, especially if you sell stuff. Please consider making a donation. It helps keep things running. Keeps this radio show going, that's for sure. So, Sound has decided to buy the vote. Dr. Steve thinks it's Nilsson. We're still listening to jazz. Oh, Nilsson the Point. Oh, that was such an awesome album. Me and my arrow. Straighter than narrow. The point of the point was that everybody has a point. What's your point? Well, let's let Howard tell us. And let me play another song while Howard decides who bought the point. Modulator ESP has gonged his own song. End of the song. What's going on with this one? Okay, let's give this a listen. Another song. Bluehell gnogged the song. And Modulator ESP made a huge gong. Sound has gonged. Oh, I should mention that, you can't hear the music? I should mention for sound, he's unclear on the gong. If you don't like the song, then ring your gong and the song will end. We'll move on. Aha! Howard has decided that his point is a magic point. It's like a wild card. I will keep the buyer secret for security reasons. Perhaps Howard will mention at the end of the show. Okay, let's see here. Shane has guessed Mr. Cold. Howard guesses it's me. That's not correct. And Howard guesses Made with Chuck. So 1 point for Shane and 1 point for Howard. Rob, that's 1 point for Shane and 1 point for Howard. I think Howard might want to keep his point after this. Either that or he's going to go into business selling points. Brownie point. Dr. Steve, what a hilarious guy. Rob announces 1 point for Shane and 1 point for Howard. We have only 12 minutes left in the show. I'm asking for a score report from Rob. The name of this song is Ooh Yeah by Mr. Cold. Okay, let's cue up this song. The score is Jez 7, Jan 6, Stefan 2, Shane 2, Bill 2, Howard 2. Dr. Steve 1. Howard is feeling neurotic. Dr. Steve wins another point. We wish you a Merry Christmas. That's right, and Killer Havens at the same time, and Jez at the same time. All guessed it. There seems to be some trouble on the show. Some people are not hearing everything. And that song is over. So we award 3 points, one for Dr. Steve, one for Killer Haven, who's Kevin, and one for Modulator ESP. Does Shane get a point? Sure, he guessed it was a Chuck song. So let's give Shane a point too. There is a question of latency, that's why I awarded points to everyone who guessed. Now here's a fun song. This song, made a big splash when it came out. It was kind of fun. Let's give it a listen. And Shane has guessed Chuck. Dr. Steve guessed Chuck immediately after that, or did he actually guess? Dr. Steve, was that a guess? Would you clarify? And 1 point for Shane on that one. That song, oops, excuse me, don't mean to scream. That song was ritual music from Beetlejuice. It features the sacred plunky as one of the instruments. And it was, the person who wrote it was nicknamed Slinky. His real name is Jay Nuriman, in the comments of the code. No, Shane, it is not Gawang. It is not Cass, and it is not Key Jazz. Shane is just guessing wildly at all the Chuckets that he knows about. Oh, State Machine, do you deserve a point? Is there a point of contention? Anyway, that was the person's second Chuck program ever, and it was just hilarious if you read the comments in the code. Da-da-da-da-da. Let's see. Precious few minutes remain. Ooh, let's see. Let's play this song. Give Bill a point. I'm not sure exactly why, but the show is fixed anyway, so. Dr. Steve guesses Squats the Duck. Blue Hell thinks he has it. It is not Key Jazz Antimon. I don't know if it's a Nord or not. It might be. I'm not sure. I don't remember. And Antimon has guessed Seb, and Blue Hell chimes in agreement, so. One point for Seb, I mean for Antimon, and 1 point for Blue Hell. Rob Soul says that Bill is awarded 1 point for guessing that this is the game show. I didn't know what he was talking about. Yeah, Jez says it was on the Nord show, so let me scroll up real quick and see who guessed Nord. It was Jez. Oh, and Jez guessed Seb first. So, 2 more points for Jez, 2 points for Modulator ESP, that is. And Blue Hell does not want to take a point for that because he guessed later. The show is in contention between Jez and Jan, and Jan is being honest. That's his first mistake, being honest on the game show. Bill is laughing. He'll take the point anyway. Okay, precious little time left, so I'm going to stop that song. And let's close the show before we announce our winner with a little of this. Okay. There were some guesses. Let me scroll up here. We had some very intelligent people who figured out it was rain. Yeah, that sounded like rain. So let's give sound a point for rain. Dr. Steve says, I get 1 point for being the host with the most. Why, thank you, Dr. Steve. That was very kind. And Blue Hell, it is a Chuck Thunder and Rain thingy. We'll definitely give a point for that. And 1 point to Antimon for guessing it was Key Jazz. Oh, there are only 2 minutes left in the show. We're going to have to call it here. Bromp is giving us a score report, and it looks like Jazz is the winner with 10. Oh, I'm sorry. I had the volume turned way too high. This is an amateurish show for sure. That's for sure. We don't really know what's going on here. Bill thinks he remembers it. It's too late. Dr. Steve, ambient dreams. No, it was just some Chuck Thunder and Rain. Whoops, dead air. Jan gets another point for using the word thingy. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Jez won. Jez has won the CD, which is Mitty Bear and Friends, the CD sampler, Volume 1, donated by Bill State Machine. The show is over. We had a great time. Was a big laugh. Any final comments from anybody? As we close the show out, let's announce that next week will be the Chuck Show once again. The Chuck Show will return with Plork and Beans. Plork and Beans, very popular. Plork is the Princeton Laptop Orchestra, and Beans is a scattering of other Chuck music that happened in the past few weeks that was produced. Congratulations, Jazz, everybody says. Let's close out the show. Rob is going to switch me out. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for being the scorekeeper, our winner from last week. And Sound says, good show. State Machine is already getting Jez's address to mail in the CD. Antimon, this was fun. Shane's looking forward to Plork. Thank you, Kevin. Good show. Bill, funny show. Good laughs. Okay, switching. That's my cue to turn off the recording. Goodbye, everybody, and thank you for listening to The Chuck Show. We had a great time. Hope you enjoyed it.